As befilem shua shaltach agus a clare shaw clanagail. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this programme, which is called Clanagail, a bilingual programme with some of it through the English language, as Les Cujeliagi through Dun Hilg, and another portion of it through the Manx Gaelic, Chinyanamera, the mother tongue of Ellen Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Jurich, where we return to the contemporary newspapers for reports on part of the island's fantastically rich transport history, as we take to the rails in this edition of Clanagail. Savlain feed heeders jai, valior clowich les chindes siernes liores shon obradi, je skiel as manin scrutsevel hojach eg dora broom. Hug me a hilgori, as numagin as en hir shaw. We'll start with a sort of macaronic, as macaronic is a song that takes in two languages. This is a song in English with a chorus in Irish. The verses written and sung by Irish-American singer and guitarist Jim Flanagan. Tomsha na arias, tashig geishach, rish radio vanning, stashun na nashun, skeliena was dulish, alin vanning.
I spent 10 years in Philadelphia and out in Lancaster one more. Till the bailiffs were hot on my shadow, I came south without settling the score. Now time's in arrears a digging all. Oh, time's in arrears is the father good maddy maybe all. I'll go on a sky to New Orleans to hound and to hack there the rake, till old Flaherty there in the corner will be saying his prayers for my sake. Now time's in arrears, time's in arrears a digging all. Oh, time's in arrears, it's the father of mine, maybe all. I'll go up to Fenians in Jackson and I'll dance a few steps on the floor. Then out to the Tipperary in Dallas, where I'll swap lies with Martin till four. Oh, time's in arrears, time's in arrears, a digging all. Oh, time's in arrears, it's the father good man in maybe all. Now that is the end of my story, and if you want to hear any more, fill up my glass with strong whiskey and put 3 6-inch nails in the door. Now time's in arrears, time's in arrears, a digging all. Oh, time's in arrears, it's the father good man in maybe all. Oh, time's in arrears, time's in arrears, a digging all. Oh, time's in arrears, it's the father good man in maybe all.
Irish-American singer and guitarist Jim Flanagan, with verses written to record a bit of his autobiography, with the chorus in Irish, Tomshan Arrears. Now, backers of the Isle of Man Railways included the Duke of Sutherland and Mr. George Sheward. In late April of 1873, they, as well as the Government Inspector of Railways, Colonel Rich, were in Ireland for another railway opening, and they decided to come to the Isle of Man to view the work in progress on the Isle of Man railways. The company was waiting at that time for rails to complete the shorter route between Douglas and Peel. But with distinguished backers to impress, it was decided that they would take up rails already laid on the Douglas to Port Erin line and use them to complete the line to Peel, so that the inspection party would see a complete line. Well, ironically enough, the party landed from Ireland at Port Erin, and they had to be taken by road to Douglas. They then travelled by hastily completed railway line to Peel. And of course, after that, the Peel line went on to be the first line open to the public, and that was on the 2nd of July, 1873. However, this time we'll be looking at newspaper reports about the other line, between Douglas and Port Erin. Cyrtyrau fy talier begon, a sy teg fy nenymer. Fe cwmol na lymacan ons tai beg lior y sychyn, ffod y dylwr fain fal y mŵr. Bahach yn lesh dy mŵr yn chyn, as fech ein na haid y menig ag sol y dorys, as e chwela as gyn er na tonnan fy brysia er y trai. Chyrawn mon y slais y fal y mŵr ynach ordach y cwliedach, ach ynach ei cwt yn dylwr liawr as gier, as cwt fwaid y frichyn. Fy hofer dylwr ega, as fe bwyach les yn teil, gyn ier i erbi ega er byrchus. Henk dogrys dy fe o'n y trai. Ha denke les na byr, na les yn ystach, er cwnta droch emsir. Chyraw mon y bi na joch rygen, a sgon fy edach as yrgydon. As er nod yr awn slai bach as agresach, Chyrawad gordach y cwt yn y brichyn mwys teg na soja. Dy jarw fy teg hun ons bacht yn ys nys, na cheddyn ys dach peach elia. A T. Brown wrote the words for this piece, which is called White Foxglove, and it's set to music by Finella Basin, who herself accompanies the singing of Christine Brigazzi. Christine Brigazzi singing T. Brown's words, White Foxglove, set to music by Finella Basin, whom we heard there playing the piano. Lad yr aw, fy teg na hai ag sol y dorys, as y lawn y taw, gyn ofer. Fan fwr giri as tusiam as lonrach y ffôn rhin. Fy de ben gorym er'n sper, as fan y bridginan bega rai nŵn ys nol ar y trai. Dy doltasiam, honag teg dynia mar y eg stoma, giri as y chyn, fe yn y smws y teil er non e fache y lyd ar dy ryw. Doltasiam ach, chiaw yn dynia mar y bard stiach ar y trai. Sidia wliet mai yr sgyn inch fôn. Y sen, dae mach, halier beg, Halier veg wynia lir tau, gau sio nish as gym cumrail, gin cwch dau. Mae dy lwr wynia wysl, dwr teg as yn dyser, ach, cefis dau yn taws. Gin e dech i'r jay taws y fered hyn, dwr chyn dynia mara as mungas geir ar y fil, as higam dy gedn e siach le fain le diw. A quod icus o daw when you wisel son an over shaw. In 1874, the Isle of Man weekly advertising circular for Tuesday, July the 14th, 1874, yes, I said that, stated, We understand that the Castletown and Port Erin line of railway will be opened on Tuesday next, so that would be July the 21st. 2 days later, the Mona's Herald said, "The opening of the Castletown line of railway." On the 4th inst, that's the 4th of August, the 4th of July, His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor, accompanied by Mr. Sheward, one of the directors, Mr. Trevithick, manager, and Mr. Greenband, a chartered engineer, traversed on the Mona the entire distance between Port Erin and Pearson's Cutting, about 5 miles from Douglas. They also travelled the part of the line between Oak Hill and Douglas. On Monday, Colonel Rich, the government inspector, made a minute inspection of the line, and in his report he's expressed his approval of it, with the exception of a few trifling alterations. We're informed that the opening will positively take place on the 20th or 21st inst, so again, inst this month, meaning July. We'll be right back. Paulette from the Gavotte area of Brittany, played by Kevren Auray. Now, they were in the unfortunate position. They'd won the first round of the Breton Pipe Band Championship in 2020, but, of course, the competition was subsequently cancelled. But there will be pipes playing in Lorient next weekend. Sjoerd Eustachioen en Asjoen Radio Vanning. En ze kleine geel ter glazen kaartnisch, Merm Pien, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Karslaag.
Tell of old Bobby Bob.
Just to mention Lorient again, actually next Saturday there'll be 15 first category Bagadou playing whatever they want. They have carte blanche, they can show off all they want in a concert next Saturday afternoon in Lorient, and that'll be, I think, streamed, so a good chance to have a look at their website and listen to 15 first category Bagadou playing there. It would normally be the second round of the championship, which is again cancelled this year. Well, despite reports about when the opening would positively take place, the Isle of Man Times for the 18th of July said, "The opening of the Castletown Railway. Nothing is yet definitely fixed with reference to this event, but we are in a position to state that the contractors expect that by Tuesday, or at furthest Wednesday next," so that would be the 21st or 22nd of July, "they will have the line finished for traffic. We hear, however, that the authorities, on the recommendation of Colonel Rich, as contained in his report, will require that one of the heavy engines should run over the line for a few days in order to find out any weak places and to solidify the embankments. The probability, therefore, is that the line will not be opened until the end of next or the beginning of the following week. Yesterday, by laying down a temporary line in the Oak Hill cutting, one of the large engines was got through onto the line at Castletown." "Quod, dut yn dynia mara, as cum a grom ach bagartach er, sly sentach da shuish munja taluan, ecum chuishas to mi shilton vis cui, fuddi na smu, fuddi na slu." "Leshen, renis now mach sachin as haia a shilia. Gin tulliw cum rael, chrom teg sysgus yn ofyr, charaw lyd y chwyd rhyw o'n, fy colier as filtygan as pogad yn ega, ren y talier imod jain spwls jerry dy snai cil fega dy ynw na twyl chraman, as jay craman yn pearl jay cwyd y llan wari. Si garmod stormod jesfon, fe cwyd y prins o dy chw grei. Chraw teg tigl cren fe fe cwt irmyr chach de dynia mara, as e cliach de trwy sy'n halio fain laes ffwt na hi. Siach lai na iaisian fe teg na hai eg sol o dorys, as yn cwt er y gliw nega. Fe'n grin tatniasach as fe'n chyn cywn gial. Lwg tamult faisid hwga henc yn dynia mara. Now, another American singer, Cornish-American, this time Jim Wearne, is based in Chicago and was inducted as a member of the Cornish Gorsedd in 2002. This is a very popular Cornish favourite, Maggie May.
Spring had come, the flowers in blue, the birds sang out their lay. Down by yon little running stream, I first saw Maggie May. My little witchin' Maggie, singing all the day. Oh, how I love her, none can tell, my little Maggie May. Her hair was gold, her eyes were blue, and shining like the day. Her heart was ever pure and true, my little Maggie May. My little witchin' Maggie, singing all the day. Oh, how I love her, none can tell, my little Maggie May. And though her voice was soft and low and like an angel's lay, I hear it now wherever I go, the voice of Maggie May. My little witchin' Maggie, singing all the day. Oh, how I love her, none can tell, my little Maggie May. The years have flown, my eyes are dim, my hair is scant and gray. Yet never will I cease to love my long lost Maggie May. My little witchin' Maggie, singing all the day. Oh, how I love her, none can tell, my little Maggie May. My little witchin' Maggie, singing all the day. Oh, how I love her, none can tell, my little Maggie May.
Cornish American singer Jim Wearne, and a song that sounds as though it might have started its life somewhere in America, doesn't it? Maggie May, but very, very popular in Cornwall. Vel machuad jinted halier vraia, te mutter as teig, te jint the jaru, a chinch thou in rid shaw, cren fetter dunya mara geary cooch. Rennen dunya mara geara. Scummer shen Dutch, don't he? Fuddy the vel mis on pusa on. Mavish shen eich en el coots jesha share jint regedden as teig, as eich in de magite de hashbina a jeshinas. Ach inch thou, cred tam a chuj ergid.
Ergid, as in dunya mara, an el ergid eg munjin amara.
Fuddy, ach, ta fiso crane bald regedden eh, as a talier glick. Gyn feged dy ynwch corcur cwj jain o lungan brys e grwnt na mara. Bi er ys clach yn lech y hon daw. Chyn am i lael o'ch nyt y cerl daw mwt y ffused.
I gym dot le sligan, dwt yn dynia mara. A cwr daw mwch hwt nis.
Ig daw hosiach, ys teg, ys ffuddi o e chwr iat lwg sien. On Saturday the 25th of July, the Isle of Man Times reported... The mail service. Arrangements are being made between the post office authorities and the railway company for the conveyance of the mails along the Castletown and Port Erin line. And then it goes on, the opening of the railway to Castletown and Port Erin. There's no doubt now but that next week we'll see the establishment of rail communication between Douglas and the south of the island. By Wednesday last, the permanent rail was finished, the last piece being fastened on the sleepers in the Oak Hill cutting, which from the unexampled hardness of the rock encountered, has proved such a terrible bar to the completion of the line. One of the heavy engines has been kept constantly running over the line since the completion of the permanent way, and this has no doubt been the means of securing the discovery of every weak spot in the line. Well, this is a Scottish and Norwegian collaboration, the band Freebo. Scottish and Norwegian collaboration, the band Fribo with a Norwegian song there. The band includes Scottish fiddle player Hannah Reid, but she lives and does a lot of teaching in the USA, in fact. Well, the Isle of Man Time article finishes. Colonel Rich, the government inspector, is to thoroughly inspect the line on Monday and Tuesday, so that'll be 27th or 28th of July, and should he give the necessary certificate, the line will, without any ceremony, be open to the public on Wednesday next, which would be the 30th of July. Also on Saturday the 25th of July we have the Manx Sun, which says, Castletown and District, the Castletown Railway. A large train arrived here from Douglas yesterday morning with a large quantity of flour for Messrs. Whiteside. Flour, timber and other merchandise for Port St. Mary, Port Erin and Ballasalla, altogether upwards of 40 tons. Some of the carriages have also arrived and the furniture for the station, which is nearly completed. With the station master at his post and the loaded trucks, the terminus wore quite an air of business. We understand Wednesday is fixed for the opening of passenger traffic, so that would be the 29th of July. So we've had several dates suggested so far. Slamstan Kurchen, Doten Dunyamara's Corrie Chitter, not name Mish Hogan Shida Dutch Kauri Yunu. Fuddy the dog, Kremachon Snai is Kraman and Mawari Woors Teg. Corvaje, Hanele a Kart, Mish Renan Hooch Canaeus, Kabim Cryort. Heen teg glick and coot and dunya mara, esh the chormush rishminage. Narawi jean jesh. Seanish is teg as ei goilin hoot jane dunya mara rish. Mulyina su lesha air and kist ye beg feg mera genyach, for the ewan hoot ye chorliat. She urgit tammy lal rahai bi as edach a chanacha as chenei shligan. Dirian dunya mara as ve fear chori rish. Lige mach as rach jay glare na mara, tan a chain spooterach as Jimmy a rosh. Hog teg mach as an tai a kistje ve cumul a chujadion, as deg ea air an genioch e. Now this is a piece published in 1706, something of a crossover piece in that it's a popular Scottish tune, Cock Up Your Beaver, with variations by the Irish harper Terlach O'Carolan. Ashun to Radio Vanin, as showed you Claire Nigale as Mish the Chebel, Robert Cuteen Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Hiya backs a tie, as Renny Duna and Doris. Hugge and coot no fun chlushagege, as Hadley the Sour. Mach less of aura, as Hurray and Kistja leaden the hunyach and quech. Vad brek a solach, ach she vad de jaru. Va ud vogeg teg. Hjarne en kistjes jach vain tida, as chrome shees herish na kunjachen, ud de scarerish famlach as ud de glenna. Treven na kunjachen ulju glenna jega, hug teg en kuit lesh shees kus a try. Hug e clach mor mai. Hugge a lawen rishavil as dilia erd. Ahoy! Ons mika sulia, mach leshen dunya mara arsen ustia. Glacke and kuch as back lesh the blue sachin. Shene as teg. Ach, cray yinach e nish lesh the kunyachen. Sho kyarta den shan sagart. She dunya achtel as se soil, as eshen rishin. Gau ei ledden dorn jane a cunnych yn ffich iawn, hwg ei stiach ons pogad, as hae lesio fal i y mŵr. The Isle of Man weekly advertising circular for July the 28th ventured to say, "It's understood that the Castletown and Port Erin line of railway will be opened tomorrow." But eventually we come to the Isle of Man Times for Saturday the 1st of August 1874, opening of the Castletown Railway. "We have much pleasure in stating that the railway from Douglas to Castletown and Port Erin will be open for public traffic today." It was intended to have opened the line on Wednesday, but owing to the pressing engagements of Colonel Rich, the government inspector appointed to examine the line, he couldn't visit the island for that purpose until Thursday last. Yesterday, Friday, he started at 10 o'clock, accompanied by Mr. Vignoles, engineer-in-chief, Mr. A. W. Adams, solicitor to the company, Mr. Greenban, resident engineer, and Mr. Trevithick, general superintendent, for the purpose of making his inspection. Now, well, Roger Helfrick is a singer and harp player from Calgary in Alberta, Canada, and here he sings his setting of what he calls the washing song. Ren and Ye, the washing song sung partly in Manx there by Roger Helfrick, accompanying himself on harp and with the fiddle of Fiona Coll. The article for the 1st of August 1874 in the Isle of Man Times was telling us about the inspection of the new line by the government inspector, Colonel Rich. He succeeded in accomplishing this in the course of the day, the time occupied not being so long as otherwise would have been the case, he having some time ago made a preliminary inspection. No doubt many will take advantage of travelling facilities afforded by the opening of this line. The Isle of Man Weekly Advertising Circular for the 4th of August reported simply that the Castletown and Port Erin line of railway was opened for traffic on Saturday last. The Isle of Man Times for Saturday the 8th reported that the traffic returns of the Isle of Man Railways will hereafter include the receipts of both the Peel and Port Erin lines, and went on to look at the receipts from a year's working on the Peel line, going on to say, "This result is very satisfactory." Van Sian Sagert Gerlicha Janair Desen Heen. Van Genage B. Heathen Ersen Yes as Vaed the Chulio on Yelia. Sai Shees Heg as Eshen as B. Kapash Broyachain Son Janair. Canaid Janair Tammy Lal Er Ach Corl as Teg. Han nodum jinnu mach ech orr bi creen acht ych hyn de sian er na mara gys aran son slai a valia beg sio, as radan son o tolu. Sen dolmian pogad dy chwniach yn era er y fwrd as dint se yn sgil. As tref ei jint gys y gera, chiannu yn sian sagart na hostris tamult mai. Well, hei, gys eisyn fi era, Han nodum sien sjenne overige maag nader, ach de kare emmes de bank egge, niemets korfees jersen. Gin tulje kom reel, hugget kulli chavel een tjan leer glas, as jimmende de niskes a valje moer. Van poget de chunjegen ons poget teig. Dunje kor ma keintjach stoma va kare den tjan sagert, dunje huggen banker bun mor kaur den sly, de hastjen kuja ergejok. Now we've been hearing some recordings by Scottish singer Kate Reid recently. This is one of her songs performed with her sisters Megan and Hazel as part of the band The Midden. This is called How to Breathe.
For me here. Take care.
And that's former Scottish band The Midden, including Kate Reid on vocal and guitar, who also wrote that song, How to Breathe. Ach níor a sin henca bácht an as is an argus, a speg vond a chórstiach, as van chút smúd jé ver na hiar mach fod a de henna. Tre honnig a banker na sian chúnichan, renne sur smunion rish tamult beg. Eis dúrt é da vodach é na chúnichan na chúnra son ergid cajan jén ling sian. Va öd jaunas eg teig, ach nod rau slai on na rau creil da rau aliedas dynia mara na benvara on, as dynarach ad fuddi grei, as dynarach ad fuddi da gai jé na chúnichan, rennet cordel, de bege no foliach eder un trúr jau. Now, this Isle of Man Times article from the 4th of August notes, there's been great diversity of opinion as to the respective value of the Peel and Port Erin lines. We've always strongly inclined to the opinion that the latter would prove the more remunerative portion of the company's undertaking. And we understand that the traffic, so far as can be at present ascertained, strongly corroborates this view. The railway line between Douglas and Port Erin was opened without ceremony on Saturday, the 1st of August, 1874. As Shene Rish was a Clareshaw Clarnigale. We close with Penny Piper leading the band The Mordeckers with music from Wales. But now, until the next time, this is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a creer you, as orserlier, as me yearian shed you will you.